Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. And I thank you so much for being here. And again, I have to just tell you, we were talking about this in our morning show. Time is the only thing that you can't take back. And I appreciate you taking the time to listen to our show, and I'm grateful for that. We are talking about really just restarting your day right here, right now. And Jennifer's here with me. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Tom's here with me. How you doing?
Everything's well here, Kim.
Very good. And I do want to remind you of our 6 o'clock show, and we are not going to tell you our word that we use, but if you were listening, write this phone number down right now, 419-0008, 419-0008, and you will get yourself a gift certificate to Lures, and they're growing like leaps and bounds. They're in Camarillo, Ventura,
and they're delicious.
Westlake. Oh my
so
God, love the
good.
Oyster Bar, all that good stuff. Anyways, so if you were listening, give us a call, but if you weren't, we got lots more for you, and I do want to remind you of all of our guests that are joining us today. We've got the gratitude guy. Does that just sound like he should be on our show?
All the time.
I'm telling you. So definitely, we've got David Brook, and he is joining us, and we're going to talk about your journey, our journey, and hopefully the journey that we're taking, and that it's meaningful. Also, we're going to talk with Andrea Starch and Samantha Chattel, and they're going to talk about recalculating, and it's your GPS for the soul. I mean, what a great thing. I mean, we should all kind of, even though we say it's a day-to-day job, we need to know kind of like where we're going and what we're doing. So, Tom, you want to talk about all of our sponsors and our giveaways?
Let's talk about Camelot. And the beautiful thing about Camelot, this presentation is in Thousand Oaks at the Fred Cavalli Theater at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. And also the show is at the beautiful Granada in Santa Barbara. Recount the time honored legend of King Arthur, Guinevere, Lancelot, and the Knights of the Round Table. A great show that is running in TO the 15th of January to the 18th. And January 20th and the 21st, 2 days in Santa Barbara. Holiday Ice Rink still goes on at the Lakes in Thousand Oaks. That's a whole lot of fun. One of my favorites of all time. I'm a big percussion fan and a dance fan, too. Stomp at the Fred Cavalli Theater. You must go. You must see this February 11th and 12th. It's also happening on February 9th in Santa Barbara, again at the Granada. Plus, the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. You guys got to go there. The grease car, the pole car.
I loved it.
All sorts of fun. And,
really great.
It is. It's a good, good time. And that is a family event. You can spend 3-4 hours at the Reagan Library.
Oh,
easily.
I know. Oh, absolutely. Easily. It's definitely worth getting a membership because you can go to all the different events that they have.
Oh, and how much is it?
I want to say a family membership is like between $70 and $100, but if you go twice, it's pretty much paid for.
That's a cheap date. Educational, too. It's really good.
And they always have in our backyard.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing piece of history right here, so close to us. And then I also wanted to remind everyone, the Center for Art and Talk. It's a great thing that's going on in the Ventura County. It's a new way to meet people, talk about different things that are going on. There's art and live music. We encourage everyone to check it out. Their website is centerforartandtalk.com. It's a new way to meet, talk, and listen and make new friends. With the internet so strong today, this is actually one-on-one time, face-to-face, and we loved having them on the show. So definitely check that out. Camarillo Yoga Center is one of our new sponsors, and we are so excited. Yoga takes you to such a place in of mindful meditation. It really helps you relax and see things more clearly. And I know Kim just did it on her trip in Mexico.
Yeah.
And it always gives you like a fresh start
to
your day.
I'm telling
absolutely.
You. We should do this
we should.
Together.
It'd be really fun.
And they also do it for couples because we're all so busy in our own world. And sometimes it's just being mindful. And she actually teach us that class. She's going to be on next week. I can't wait.
It's really good for your body.
Yeah.
And don't forget the Somas Nut House, not just for Christmas. They have nuts, salad dressings, fruits all through the year, a great place to get things for your everyday shopping or for gifts. We love the Somas Nut House and Lure Fish House. Like Kim mentioned, they're great. We've got several locations here in the 805, so that's really nice. Depending on where you're going, you can always find one close by. And their oyster bar is amazing. I love oysters.
I do too.
So anyways, I can't get enough of that.
All right. So again, all you have to do is call 805-419-0008. And let's start off right now with some holiday ice rink tickets. And that's over the holiday ice rink over at the lakes. And they're open every day during the entire holiday and all the way up to January 19th.
And this year they have the push carts for small kids. I don't think they had that last year, but they have those this year.
How fun is that? How fun is that? Anyways, let's give away, like I said, a couple tickets to the holiday ice rink. All you have to do, call right now, 419-0008. 419-0008. And leave us your name and your number, and somebody will get back to you, one of the team members of the Kim Pagano Show, and we will we'll get you those tickets. So definitely keep calling. Again, let's welcome our first guest, David Brook. Are you there?
I am, Kim.
Hey,
good morning.
Great. How are you?
I am dandy. Thank you.
All right. Happy holidays. Love the... How did you get to be the gratitude guy?
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, it kind of evolved. It was one of those things that, unfortunately, a lot of my life has kind of been, has had a lot of death involved. My parents died when I was relatively young, and my wife passed away when my boys were quite young. And so ultimately, what had happened is I was just kind of looking for something that was going to help me cope. And one day, a gentleman friend of mine says, you need to get a gratitude journal. And well, what's a gratitude journal? And so it started this whole journey about really embracing gratitude and using it as just a tremendously healthy coping mechanism with all these negative, deadly ones that are out there.
Wow, you are so perfect for our show, because seriously, that's what we always talk about here, is how do we look at the brighter side of life when life happens to us? And you know, it's not easy. It takes a lot of skill. I've lost a baby. And, you know, how do you look at, you know, life happening and you just kind of go, okay, this is my journey. How do I work through it?
Yeah, David, those are some big stumbling blocks that you've had.
Challenges.
Challenges, absolutely. That's probably the better word. How were you able to say, to read a gratitude journal and come to the other side of that?
Well, great question. I think that what's so interesting, one of the things I mention a lot in talks and things that I do, is that what gratitude does is it helps you focus on everything you have versus what you don't have. And this gratitude journal that I wrote or put together and then I sell and so forth, it really takes just 5 minutes a day. And even people have asked me that type of question, well, how can in the darkest hour, how can you see something that's even positive? And certainly there's those days and times where your whole goal is just to get through that day. But so often, I think we're in this world where, you know, you use the glass half full, half empty. There's so many people that want to see it half empty. And when you sit and you write down, in fact, it's funny because I tell people, here's the gratitude journal, and they purchase it and they write in it. So it takes 5 minutes. And so I'll do high school commencement speeches, and these kids will raise their hands and go, do you have an app? I go, well, actually, we do, but it's not the same. It's just not the same, as I'm so grateful for Kim to invite me to the show and talking to Jamie. And there's something about it that just resonates and puts it into our brain. So really, even there's some days that I'm just grateful that I'm vertical because I've lost so many people. So it really is just getting that mind shift to go through all the things that you have versus what you don't have.
You know, and that is so true. And so, like, you know, basically what Jennifer was saying here is, how do you, in your darkest time, for my listeners out there, you know, holidays, I was just saying again, I really want to send some prayers out to some family friends of mine right now. And also I want to invite anybody, you can always email me at kim@kimpaganoshow, or you can email or call us at 419-0008. If you want us to send some prayers out there, I really believe in prayers.
And sometimes when you just tell your story to someone, it just makes you feel better.
Yeah, that's so
you know?
True, definitely. But I do want to do a shout out and prayers to Sherry and Terry, and also Sherry on our show.
Yes.
Her father just passed away. But not only that, if there's somebody out there that's hurting right now, I wish you only the best. Only the best, and that the strength to find the time to heal and to really be in the moment with whatever you're dealing with. You know, my grandmother used to say this, we all will put our problems on the table and we'd all take our own ones back out. Somehow that's our journey, our story. And I love the gratitude guy. I just think that's the way we need to live our lives. If we wake up every day and we think of, you know, what are we grateful for today? We're grateful that we woke up. We're grateful for our family. We're grateful for, you know, that, you know, our life is where it is.
So, you know, I sometimes find myself thinking, okay, everything is really good right now. Like,
don't even go there.
I know. Yeah. And then, you know, you have that. And like, when's the other foot going to drop? And you know what, really? Even if the other foot drops, if you're in a good place before it drops, you'll get through it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but I do that.
What was your turning point for you? I always call it on our show, what was the brighter side of life that how you got to where you are?
Well, I think that what is after the tragedies, and as I mentioned, it defined so much of my life. Once I got the gratitude journal, and then I think that in really extending that message out to other people, and you just made a great point, Kim, about talking to people, or actually even better, just listening to them when they've had a loss. And I've watched as I went through a career in retail, and I impacted some lives, but nothing like what has happened now. So I really took that event, because even though my folks had passed on earlier and a bunch of friends of mine, it was in my 20s and 30s, when Dana passed away, it was 16 years ago. And since that day, it really has shaped who I am. And I've gotten to take this message of hope probably more than anything else, but through gratitude to people. And I think about running these big stores and some of these other jobs that I did. Nothing can compare when somebody looks at Kim or Jennifer or whoever would want to talk about and says, you know, you changed my life. And it's just unbelievable to actually have that impact. And just as you said, send out some prayers to a person, or I'll give somebody a gratitude journal and I'll say, try this. Because the best thing we can do for our friends, I think, especially during a time of need, in anything, a time of loss or any suffering, is just listen. Just listen and be there. But what I love so much about the gratitude journal is if you can't find a friend, that journal is there every day. And once you start writing it, I'm so grateful for my health. I'm so grateful for my sons. I'm so grateful that I get to look out in this beautiful lake that I'm looking out up here in Seattle and so forth. So it really, really helps frame it. And so even in the darkest hour, I think even if it helps you get through to the next day, sometimes that's all it takes. And then the next day you get a bit stronger and so forth.
I love it. And again, I do want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Brighter Side of Life.
Now, David, I'm kind of cheating, but I wanted to see like how the book looked and all of that stuff, because Kim is obviously using the gratitude journal at this point.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see for myself what it looked like. And I have to say, your comments, I've never seen so many stars. And it's not just, I mean, people are raving about it. It's that it's given them such hope and motivation for everything that they do. It's definitely something we all should have to start the new year, to get us through just everyday life, not just the troublesome times.
Right, right. And it's also, it's kind of a neat format, I think, that I kind of developed just over listening to people, is that when you open the gratitude journal, and I've timed it many, many times, and I write pretty fast, but it's 5 or 6 minutes, but it's a very short amount of time out of a 24-hour day. And on the left-hand side, you just write your daily number, and then I'll get to that in just a second. You put a little couple of things about current events. You don't have to have a journal or a diary and all these other books that can all be in one place. And on the left-hand side is what you're grateful for today. And then down at the bottom, it says, what is the highlight of your day? And that's the best thing that happened to you yesterday that you can kind of focus on. And then on the right-hand side is something that I really, really like, and it's called Gratitude Tomorrow, and that's your gratitude intentions. And I write this all the time. I'm so, 'cause I do a lot of speaking, and I'm so grateful for this great talk I've had at the APCO conference. It hasn't even come up yet, and it actually programs your brain. But it's really, really something about getting this prefrontal cortex and the subconscious mind to be going in the right direction, and even through, again, some of those tough times. But the daily number, and you mentioned the stars, I think a lot of people like the daily number because I will do exercises where I'll say, what's your number between 1 and 10? And so then you pick a number. 10 is one of the best days of your life, and 1 is one of the toughest days. And so then I have the people, they write down their, and they write down their number. And then I say, okay, and if I have a journal, if I'm doing journals at the workshop, I'll have them actually write in the journal. But if not, I'll give them a 3x5 card and I'll go write down the thing you're most grateful for. And number two, write down the thing you're second most grateful for. And then third and lastly, write the number one highlight of your day from yesterday. And then I have everybody raise their hands. And every single time, bar none, everybody's number's gone up at least one or two places.
Oh, my goodness.
See, I wonder if, like, when you look at it on paper, it's not.
Well, they do say it's visual.
Visual,
yeah. I mean, everybody has an iPad now and all that. But if it, when you're. They say there's something about writing that is actually soothing.
Oh, I absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I know when I've been upset about something and I write a letter and then I, you know, look at it, even if I don't give it to the person, I write it. It's like it just poured out of my body.
Uh-huh, and you feel so much better to get it all off your chest.
Yeah. David, so I have to tell Jennifer, unfortunately, I did not get my gratitude.
Oh, see, I thought she was keeping it for herself.
Yeah, I know, but I would love you to send us a few, and maybe we can even give some listeners, winners some.
Ooh, that would be really fun to give one away to our listeners.
What a great idea. You are so in line with our show and what we're doing and what we're sharing here. And so what is the best way that you found to put your message out there to the world and have it be heard?
Well, and this is what I was, as I'm looking at your website and seeing all the testimonials and the 805 calendar and so forth, certainly websites, and my website, I call myself That Gratitude Guy, but it's Everything is the Brooker, because that's kind of my nickname, and it's THEBROOKER.com. That's where I go. But honestly, just like your radio show, the thing that has helped me the most is speaking. Mm. I mean, and I just made a commitment, and I already wrote my gratitude journal this morning, and one of the things I already wrote is I'm so grateful to be on the Kim Ghana Show.
Aww, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, I really appreciate you having me.
Yeah,
well,
a great thing to give somebody that's going through a tough time.
Yeah, you know what?
You know, there's nothing you can do for people when they're having a tough time, but this would be such a great thing to give them so that they can sort of reflect on what's going on
in their
life.
Do you know what's interesting? I have to just say, two of my sons, their girlfriend's families are going through these really hard times. And I have sat there and, you know, I'm a giver. I want to help people. That's just who I am. But I was like so torn. What do you do when somebody's really sick and you can't change anything in their life? But you can just, this would be the perfect thing.
This would be the perfect thing.
This is, I'm serious of just really giving them some hope. And their families some hope, and also letting them write down some of their thoughts that they can pass on for the rest of their children's lives
to see when they know what was going on.
Yeah. So
one thing you ladies just mentioned, which I actually don't know where I have it handy, but I've got it somewhere. I bring it out occasionally. It's an article I read about a month or two ago that they've now done scientific research that it does not connect to the brain when you type as much as when you write. And so when we talk about tablets and laptops and all that, it's fine. And people say, well, I just do it on here. But again, I am so grateful that Kim called me and I got to talk to Kim and Jennifer. There's something about it. And the thing that I like as well, it's so easy. These gratitude journals last about 3, maybe 4 months. You can flip back and why was I a 9 that day? And why was I a 6? And what did I write that got me out of that little bit of a funk or whatever? So there's something about seeing your handwriting and the highlight of my day. One of my highlights very often is my 20-year-old son, who's not that far away from you folks, who goes to college in San Diego. Oh. And he's 20, and he still slips occasionally. He goes, hi, Daddy. Because he was 4 when Dana passed away. And so that's a highlight. So it's just you get that constant focus on those neat things that happened, what you did, what the highlight was, and so forth. But to see it in your own writing is very powerful.
Wow, I love, you know what, you are going to be a constant guest on our show, I'm telling you. I want to say thank you to Huck Flynn because I love when other people share great people with me in my life. And again, if anybody out there knows amazing people, because amazing people know amazing people. That's just how it just keeps growing, you know. David, where do we, leave us with one tip that we can share with everybody.
Well, I think I would put the tip more into the category of making gratitude a part of your life where it's so important. It's like going to the gym. And I've never met a person that hasn't gone to the gym, as much as it's tough sometimes, that they didn't feel better afterwards. Mm. You either feel the same or better or much better or something. And so I will talk to people and say, well, you know, I like your little gratitude journal, but I'm really pretty busy. And you guys were talking about everybody's so busy. You mentioned yoga as an example to relax. And so I'll say, well, you feel better after you write in your gratitude journal? Yeah. And I go, you brush your teeth every day? And I go, yeah. Well, then why don't you write in your gratitude journal every day?
Right.
And oh, yeah. Okay. I said,
if it's important, you'll make time.
It makes such a difference. And people notice a huge difference. So my biggest tip would be give it a chance. Try it for a week. And if you won't, you'll be amazed. You'll see a tremendous shift in your mindset.
I love it. David, will you send us a few copies?
I absolutely will. I absolutely will.
I can't wait. We'll give one out to our listeners. And again, where do we find you?
Just the Brooker, thebrooker.com.
You got it. Thank you so much, David, and happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays, all you guys.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Andrea and Samantha. And we're going to talk about recalculating the GPS for the soul. We are on a good roll right here. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com. When it comes to gift-giving and traditions, Somas Nuthouse comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your gift-giving needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nuthouse is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nuthouse, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nuthouse at 800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone will be nuts about your gift.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. And you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm here with Tom and Jennifer. And, God, the holidays are here and gone, and now we're kind of going into the new year, and today's my birthday, and you know what, my wish is really just for all the people that have touched my life, and to be able to really kind of enjoy and be happy, and thank you for putting a footprint on my life. That's really what this is all about. I love doing my radio show. I love all the feedback that I got from everybody and that I get from everybody. And I would love to hear from you at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Also, we have a newsletter that we have been growing like leaps and bounds, and it really just lets you know all the great things that are
happening. It's a great calendar, and this is a new year, so make time for things that you enjoy, maybe not what someone else enjoys, like do it for yourself. And our newsletter is a great way to find out what's going on in the 805.
Yeah, we all kind of have a little corner. Uh-huh. We're going to start kind of like, you'll really be able to find out who, you know, a little bit about all of us and kind of what we're passionate about. So anyways, I definitely urge you to join us with that. Our next guest, we're going to be talking about recalculating the GPS for the soul. And Andrea, is it Stosh?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I got that right. And Samantha, is it Chatel?
Chatel, yes.
Chatel. Okay, great. And welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. And thank you so much for joining us. And what is numeral therapy?
Well, numerotherapy is an extension of numerology, because for many years I've been a master numerologist. And, you know, you kind of see things along the way. And I would see little flags coming up every time people had the same issues with a number. It would be reflected on their physical body in the same area. So numerotherapy really is seeing what the lessons are a person has come here to learn. And if they're not addressing them, the only way those lessons can sort of get your attention is to tweak you on the physical body so you start getting physical ailments.
Wow.
Because the system is
so
out of...
So this is a really weird thing. Okay, so we when we go to look at houses, or, you know, like my daughter was looking at a house the other day, and I go, wait, let me add up the address. Okay, I know that sounds like a really weird thing. So her first one, when we bought the first one, it added up to 7. And so I was trying to figure out, you know, and then I'm like, why do I need it to add up to 7? I mean, I don't even know why I'm even doing that. Can you help me out?
Well, 7 would be a very spiritual number.
Oh, that's why.
Okay.
Very spiritual, very sort of a bit of a lonely path. So if that is the house that she wishes to live in, she will attract a lot of spiritual things around her,
mm-hmm.
but it might be a little bit on the lonely side.
Oh, really? Oh. That's interesting. Okay. And now what about the number 8?
Ah, now you're talking turkey. 8 is all about money, abundance, power. It's a big financial vibration. So if anybody wants to start a business, it should really add up to 8 to give you the best kind of possibilities to encourage the money to come in.
Wow, this is so interesting. Yeah.
So what numbers would you add up for yourself? Like, I just added up my address. What other what other numbers could I figure out to find where my my numerotherapy is?
Okay. Basically, you do a chart like this. The name given at birth on a person's birth certificate is the name, when I work it out, that will give me the talents that that person has come into this life with. Okay? So the name is all about giving you talents. And what are
so wait, 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 let's back up. So the name on your driver's license, is that what you said?
No,
birth certificate.
Oh, your birth certificate.
Just
oh.
Your first name?
So in my case, my first name is Andrea.
Okay.
My middle name is Louise, and my birth name was Slavin.
Okay.
And I add all those up, and the one, Andrea is a 7, and the Slavin is a, I can't remember, I haven't got it in front of me, but anyway, they all add up to 3. And 3 is a number about a person being an extrovert, a person who uses words and ideas to get things across to other people. So it's a very extroverted, socially minded, interactive number. 7 is totally opposite. It's a much more introverted number where you need time to go in within to sort of reconnect with nature, reconnect with your universal energy force. And, you know, they're totally different numbers. So in a relationship, for example, if 2 people are married or considering getting married and one is a 3 and one is a 7, I would say, hello, have a little look here first, because one will want to go out and party, the other one wants to stay at home and meditate. So that's, you know.
Now, how did you get a 7 for Andrea?
Well, I should work it out for you right now in real time.
Okay.
A-N-D-R-E-A. Okay. An A is a value of a 1, an N is a 5, a D is a 4, a 9 is, R is a 9. He is a 5.
So is that in your book?
I was
can
just
we find
say
that,
that, yeah.
That guide in the
yes,
book?
Yes, in the book.
Oh, so okay, okay.
So if I add it up, it's 5, that's 10, 14, 55, and 5 is 10, 20, 24, 25. It adds up to 25, and the 2 and the 5 reduces to 7.
Oh,
so that
okay.
is the value of my name, Andrea.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Now I have other names. Just have a quick look here in my file.
And while she's doing that, I do want to remind you that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Jennifer and I and Tom, we're all like, let's add up our names really quick. I know.
Fast.
Yeah. And the book is Recalculating the GPS for the Soul. What an interesting concept. I mean, it really makes so much sense because, you know, what's interesting is because I thought, you know, it's just almost like a lucky number. Like when I go to Vegas, I always think of 8. On the craps table, heartache.
Oh, really?
Okay, I get double 4s every time. So I think,
well,
okay.
You are.
Yeah.
8 is power, is money.
Yeah, but then I don't know why am I adding up 7 for the houses. You know, maybe
it's
I need to move.
Funny.
You know, I don't know. So how do you, you know, it's interesting.
Well, Samantha, my daughter, who's on the other end there.
Mother and daughter, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, Sam and I, she has been the sort of the person that really pulled me onto this spiritual path, because I really wasn't that keen. And she was born knowing where I have acquired my knowledge. So,
oh, that's different.
That's
yeah.
Interesting.
Hmm. Yeah.
Different.
So
of course, I can't find
Sam or Samantha.
Yes.
So when you say that you know, it's like that's just kind of like a feeling within yourself?
Well, it's sort of just being aware and conscious. I mean, I thought that everybody else thought the way I did, to be honest.
Right.
When I, you know, when I was growing up, the whole book chronicles mom's amazing life, which, you know, has taken her all over the world. She lived in the Seychelles Islands and the Indian Ocean. I was born in South Africa. We lived for 14 years in Brazil. We lived in Namibia. So it chronicles all her adventures, let's put it this way, all her aha moments along the way, and how she gradually started waking up to, you know, from being a completely materialistic person to, you know, sort of getting her insights along the way. I sort of, you know, I just somehow was in tune with consciousness and, you know, being, you know, aware of, you know, who you are. I mean, when I was five, I asked her, apparently, you know, do you love yourself? At five,
that's pretty, in the middle of
The Brazilian jungle bush, and she was horrified.
My answer to her was, "Are you crazy? Where do you come from?" You know? So I looked in the mirror, and I saw green eyes, and I thought, "Nice eyes." I saw my nose, and I thought, "A bit big." Looked at the old ears, and I thought, "Yeah, I need to keep those covered." You know, I was very five sensory in those days. I was just very materialistic, looking at the outside. And through this amazing journey, this mother-daughter journey that we've been on, I have now come to the point in life where I look at the inside rather than just the outside on its own.
You know, that's so interesting that you say that, because seriously, my radio show has taken me there. And I'm also a hair therapist, and I would have, you know, different men and women sit in my chair, and I would, the first question that I ask them, what do you love about yourself? And they would look at me like I was talking a foreign language. And they're like,
exactly.
What do you mean? I don't love anything about myself. And I would say, oh, my God, look at your beautiful eyes.
That's a strange phenomenon, though, that people don't, they can't look at themselves and say, oh, I love, I'll tell you, I have a picture in my house. I have six pictures in my house, six photos on a big wall. It's very tall. And I was like, what can I do to decorate this? And we had family portraits taken, and I liked the way my picture looked. You know, you see a picture of yourself, you're like, I love that. So I had these pictures made on canvases, and it's a large wall. So they're, each one is 30 by 40.
Wow.
So there is one of just myself. And then there's another one of my other son, and then there's a family one, and then our last name written in the sand. And the look on people's faces, it is the most priceless thing I've ever seen when they see that I created a 30 by 40 of just myself on the wall. It shocks them that I would hang that on my wall.
But
and,
you know what?
People are just so, I don't know why they spend their entire life trying to be someone else. Instead of, you know, this is the beauty of the book and how it unlocks that, is actually giving you the tools to acknowledge what a beautiful, perfect being you are. And you are unique, and you should celebrate that.
I love it. This is so perfect for our show. So, okay, so did you do your calculating?
Yes, I have. Okay. I have it. So my first name is Andrea, which shows personal aspect of my character, because that is the first active name. My middle name, Louise, is what you call a passive name, which is a reservoir that you have from deep within you to draw things from. And then my original birth surname is the one that's going to show family traits and characteristics from the father, whether they're good ones, weak ones, bad ones, doesn't matter what. So if I have a look at my name, Andrea is 7. So every time anybody calls me, they're releasing into the ether the values of the number 7, which from a talent point of view is being spiritual, being able to communicate with nature, realizing that there are certain times that you need to go within and look, you know, within. It also shows you that academically, if I'm interested in something, I just absorb it like a sponge. But if I'm not, if somebody's trying to get, like, say, Napoleonic history dates into my thick head, it won't even jump off the paper, much less get in my head. So it's a very selective ability of learning. If you're interested, you learn like a sponge. If you're not interested, don't even try.
So true. That's totally me.
Yeah, me too.
So Louise, my middle name, adds up to nine. And nine is the name that, nine is the number that is a very humanitarian, caring about lots of people, is a teacher.
Right.
People that have nine in their name usually tend to go towards service professions like doctors, nurses, lawyers, counselors, you know, people that will do something to help others. Wow. And then my surname of Slavin that I was born with has the value of five. And five is a number where when you're happy, you're really happy. When you're down, you tend to be really down. And it's because you have
adventure,
five different senses.
Wow. So how did you come up with the numbers? Is that like a universal thing that everybody...
It's from Pythagoras. You know, Pythagoras is really the grand old man of numerology.
Mm.
It goes A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. That goes 1 up to 9. And then you go back to, which would have been 10, would be another 1, which is J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R. And then you go back again. S would be another 1. So there's a table, and it's all set out in the book, so you can easily work out the value of your name.
I'm looking at it in the book, and it's very easy to do. It's very easy.
Yeah. I think it's very simple. We try to be as simplistic as possible.
Is this your first book?
Yes, this is our first book.
Wow, congratulations.
You know, both of us are sort of in slightly different areas. I'm the numerologist in the family, and because I saw the direct correlation between disease arriving when people are just missing what they're supposed to be doing, because that really is the only way it can tweak you into, hey, what's going on here? Why have I got this pain? Why is this not working? So if you see, if you go to...
That comes from your birth date, right, Mom?
Yes.
That comes from your birth date.
So if you've got the book in... Do you have the book in front of you?
I am. I'm looking at the book right now.
Okay. So if you go to one of the chapters where it says the correlation of... let me have a look. I've got the book here, too.
You know, I think this is so interesting, but do you think that you can actually create your own destiny because of this? Because I mean, that's
you do it all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, you call it the GPS for the soul.
Mm-hmm.
So if people were really aware of, you know, their destiny, then they would be able to kind of be able to control their life a little bit better.
Oh, absolutely.
That's interesting.
Because you put in your starting point and your ending point.
Nothing in the universe stays the same. So you might have set out to do something. And as you learn and as you gain more conscious awareness of what's going on around you, clearly you're going to change your ideas from, you know, look at me. I'm a perfect example. I started off being this very five-sensory materialistic person. And then through being prompted and cajoled and, you know, given a kick up the proverbial to get going, Sam managed to get me onto this spiritual path, which is a total turnaround from how I used to think. So you can at any time change your destiny, because we all know that thought creates form. This is a little bit of metaphysics creeping in here now quickly. But then people have, after, you know, many years, say to me, where does thought come from?
Right.
They say that thought comes from the intention. Now, the intention is created in your higher spiritual part.
Right.
You don't consciously think of every day. But if that intention to do something is set with love, to make it nice, to make it best for everybody that is going to be connected to that intention trickles down and becomes a thought in your mental process, and that thought trickles down and becomes your reality.
Right.
So at any time,
well, this
you
is,
change what's going on around you.
Yeah, Andrea and Sam, this is really interesting, and I think that, you know, anybody that's interested in kind of learning a little bit about their numerology would, uh-huh, and pneumotherapy even, would be interested in getting this book. Where do we find it?
Well, we do have a website for the book, Sam. It is...
www.recalculatingthegpsforthesoul.com.
Okay.
All together.
It is available online from Balboa Press.
Okay.
It's on Amazon. It's on a variety of different sites all around the world, actually.
Okay.
So if you just Google recalculating the GPS for the soul, a whole, you know,
thing will come
multitude
up. Very
of,
good.
Of different things will
Well,
come
thank
up.
You, ladies, and I appreciate you being a guest on our show and sharing your passion.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. We're
going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about a little bit of the holiday obligations and how much is that? Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. And let's give something away right now. How about some tickets to Stomp? And we can see that. That's going to be at the Fred Cavalli Theater in Thousand Oaks, and that will be on February 11th through the 12th, and then it will be also happening again in February at Santa Barbara at the Granada. So give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
When it comes to gift giving and traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your gift-giving needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right, everyone will be nuts about your gift.
Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back. Wow, that hurt. I just slammed my head in my speaker. Thank you for coming back with us and joining us. We're going to just chat a little bit. One, I want to know about those pictures, Jennifer. I can't wait to see them. But you know what? I think I love pictures. First of all,
because it reminds you of a happy time, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at them, you're like, oh, I remember what we were doing when we took that picture.
Yeah, no, I have, you know what? Okay, so here's kind of a smart idea. At least I thought so. I've got 4 kids. And so, you know, I took one of those big pictures, a really nice picture, and I filled it with all through the years.
Oh, I love that.
And so each one has their own. And so then when they move out, even though they have moved out, I'm like, no, they're mine. But I'm taking it. Yeah, but you know, I mean, it's a really great gift of like all their pictures.
That's a really great idea.
I knew you would like that.
I like that.
But I want to know about your big pictures. So tell us some.
Okay, so it's super funny, but we have this big wall in our house, so I didn't know what to put on it. I needed to fill it with something, and I was gonna do lots of little pictures, and I forget it. I'll just do 6 big pictures, and so I took these 6 pictures that we'd had from family portraits, the ones I liked the best, and one of them happened to be of myself. But you know, at our age, I had my makeup done, the sun was just right, it just turned out perfect. So I'm like, I'm gonna blow that up. And I made it a 30 by 40, and it's not posed. I'm laughing. You probably can't even see my eyes because I'm squinting. I mean, it really looks like me.
Yeah. Does it make you feel good when you see it?
It does. It makes me feel, I'm happy that I could put that on my wall. That I look at it and I'm like, you know, I'm not the skinniest. I'm, you know, but I love it and I love to see it. But I love more the look on people's faces when they see it. I always say,
what do you think the look is that they're?
I think they're shocked that that any person would hang a picture of themselves that large on the wall. Because it's not my, I mean, they're my kids are up there, but there's one of me all by myself right up there on the wall.
I love that.
And I always say, if money was not an object, I would have sent one to everyone I know, because it almost takes the breath away. It kind of scares them a little bit.
I can't wait to
come crazy. And see it. It's really crazy.
We have a family wall of pictures.
That's what I started to do, but it was too, I'm not an artist, so I'm such a,
black and white,
no gray. So I'm like, 6 big ones will just make me feel better.
Yeah, no, I get it. Well, I have, it's all design, you know, because I can't have it cluttered, you know.
Right.
Some people can clutter it and it makes it
looks
look
amazing.
Really good. Yeah. Anyways, I know that we are just past the holidays, and you know, some of the thoughts that I really wanted to talk about is getting the perfect gift for your loved ones. You know, is that something that, is that easy for you?
It's not, but I shouldn't say this, but I would prefer not to give someone a present if it's not something like, oh, I know they're really going to like this.
Yeah, me too. I want people to go, oh my God, how
and
did
I
you,
love when you,
know?
You find that great present.
Yeah, I just think there's some people that listen for all those signs.
I do, and I really try to do that. Like I saw online you could buy, it was a keychain that holds that sriracha hot sauce, and I have a friend, she's vegan, and she puts it on everything. Now, I don't know if she's really going to put it on her keychain, but I thought, oh my gosh, when she goes to her family dinners
what
and stuff,
cute idea.
I got that for her, because, and it was, I think it was $7. Yeah. I love things like
so
that.
So my husband got me this, which
I love that.
Wherever we go, I leave my purse, and then I just take my phone.
So cute.
And so I'm like, honey, put this in my pocket. Even though I love it, probably people can't see it, but it's a little, it's like a purse
for
your phone.
It's like a wristlet with a long chain.
I know. Don't you
love it? Because usually they're just short, but that's really nice. It's long crossover.
Yeah, so I can like throw it on and you can put your credit card and a little money and you're good to go.
Absolutely.
So anyways, I love that. Now, here's a question I know that you wanted to talk about, feeling obligated.
Yeah, to give gifts, I think, like I said, I like, if I find something that somebody loves, I'll be like, oh, I'm going to buy this for them. And I think so. When you give something to someone, I never give a gift. We're adults. I never give a gift saying, well, I certainly hope Kim has something nice for me. You know, right?
That's right.
And I don't think anyone should feel that way. Sometimes it just works out.
It's like the gift of love. It's like, you know what? I was thinking about you.
Exactly. And that doesn't mean they weren't thinking about you.
No, but
it's just what you wanted to do.
You know what's really hard about the holidays is I don't like to feel like I'm expected.
Exactly.
Expected. And I like to give from, I was thinking about you. This reminds me of you, you know. And so all of a sudden you come down to the pressure, the last moment, you know, if you're not planning ahead.
Right.
And you're like, oh God, I just got to find it. And I'm like, I want to find the right gift.
I know, I'd rather not give you something.
Yeah. So what did you get your husband?
Well, we don't really accept, well, I'm greedy, so I like presents, but he is not like, he doesn't really need stuff. He doesn't need that. He doesn't need this. So we did, he wanted a new video game. So that's what he got. And that's what he does with my boys. They love to play video games. So they got like a new something.
One of the games.
Yeah. I'm not a video gamer at all. I got a new purse. But like I said, I'm greedy. Like I don't want a surprise.
You want to pick it out. You want to go, here's what I like. I want to get it.
Exactly. And I'll be just as excited.
I think a lot of women are like that. I think that's how women are.
Because a gift is like, you can accept it with no remorse.
Yeah.
You know, like when you buy something, you're like, well, but a gift. It's no remorse. Like someone gave it to you.
Yeah, it's all good.
Even if I did pick it up.
Yeah. So, and now what about, I know this is another thing you talked about, when people, you know, unexpectedly come to your house or unexpectedly
That's tricky. But again, I really try to hold to the idea that, well, I wasn't planning to exchange with you. That's so nice of you to bring me something, but I don't want to start gift giving just to do gift giving.
Right. Do you make extra things, you know?
I do sometimes, but like, I think I'm not that organized. Like, for example,
before Christmas, I
brought Tom some barbecue sauce because I was originally going to give him Bloody Mary mix. But then you had mentioned, Tom, that you're not like a big drinker. So I'm like, I can't bring him Bloody Mary mix. And so I think I kind of do that. But I don't give to receive. It's something I wanted to do.
Yeah. And then, of course, I gave him a pomegranate tequila. Tastes really good, I have to tell you. So, I love it. And, you know, to me, those are like neat little gifts that you thought about. And
I do. I like to give gifts. I like to give fun things. Like, I found a pack of wipes that are for the obsessively compulsive disorder person. Hysterical. Like, if you read all the little
stuff. Where'd you find those?
Paper Source. Oh, my God. They have great, like, boy stocking stuff. And so I bought these for my friend. We never exchange. I don't see her that often. And I said to my friend.
It's almost like a little joke, they get it.
And at the bottom of it says, you're as clean as the whistle unless someone used the whistle first.
And
I love that. And so I sent that to her because it's just fun. It's something fun.
I like fun gifts that think about, you know. Yeah. I love it. And what about gift certificates? Gift cards.
I know kids love them. That's a hard one for me because I didn't get those growing up. So I don't know. But yeah. I know people love them. I love a gift card. It's like free money.
Yeah. I like restaurants.
That's nice.
Because it's like they just bought your meal for you.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I love Starbucks. So, you know, I mean, there's lots of things.
I love to be a team mom because they always give you a Starbucks card. And there are certain things that have to be a certain way for me, but I drink my coffee at home. I buy the least expensive coffee at Costco. I put it in my Keurig every day, and I drink it black, and that is what I do.
So you don't go to Starbucks?
No, I don't
go
to Starbucks.
$5, $6.
But
nope.
On Fridays, I take my kids there for breakfast, and that's like not a treat for them. It's because then I don't have to make breakfast, and that's like my treat to myself. There's no dishes.
Starbucks?
Yeah.
Oh.
I get them their breakfast, and it's like my treat to myself. So I love to be a team mom so I can get a gift card to Starbucks so I can be like, ooh, that's a month of breakfast.
There you go. She's got her weird way. Anyways, anybody that's just joining us right now, I want to thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And God, you know, what does everybody have planned for New Year's Eve?
Ooh,
Is that something that, you know, we used to have this tradition. Now
I was going to say, your kids are older, so what are your traditions for Christmas?
All the kids had to be home before New Year's.
Oh,
so
I like that.
So that we would always bring in the New Year's. Now everybody calls us. I always called my parents before New Year's.
I like that. I think that's really nice.
And, you know, we could be in a party. You could hear them, barely hear them. I'm like, hi, Mom. I just want to tell you I love you. Happy New Year, you know. And then so everybody calls. Now my kids do the same thing. So.
Oh, I love that.
But it's funny. Our oldest daughter, poor thing, she's like the one that had the hardest time because it's hard letting go of your first kid. And now all the other kids don't have to follow the same tradition. She was at a huge, you know, like a really important party for herself. And she's like, Dad, can I stay a little longer? And he's like, absolutely not. I'm coming over to get you. You know our tradition. And she's like, you're killing me, you know. And so to this day, she's like, do you remember that party that you made me come home? Because it was your tradition. It wasn't ours, you know.
Oh, yeah.
What do you guys do?
Our kids are young, so we usually do the family thing. Still, I'm not a huge New Year's Eve person.
Neither are we.
You know, I'm not like a huge go out to dinner. That's just not like my big holiday.
Yeah, you know what I love to do is almost
except
like
I love champagne.
Your Christmas Eve. I love to. We've actually had one of our neighbors was a chef, and so we invited him over, and everybody chipped in like five couples, and I made the table like you would like it.
Oh, see, I love that.
Amazing table.
That's really fun.
Everybody brought their own china, so everybody had different, but we mixed it up. So that everybody, right? And then everybody brought their own candles, so there was lots of candles, and then we had filet mignon and lobster.
Oh, I love that. I enjoy staying home rather than going out on those nights.
It's
because
not
it's a
the best
set
meal
menu.
Out.
No.
Yeah, definitely.
And too much expectations. It never turns out as great as you think it's going to be.
And what do you do, Chris, New Year's Day?
I love the Rose Parade.
Yeah.
Love to go to the Rose Parade.
Yeah. Now, do you have, like, people in your, you know, like, friends? Because, you know, usually I'm the Halloween couple. Always we've been doing Halloween.
Right.
And then I usually do New Year's Eve. One other couple's doing New Year's Eve this year. One does, you know, everybody
Everyone
has
their thing.
Yeah.
That they do.
What's your thing?
A Christmas party for my kids' friends.
Okay. So
that's
you do
what
all
we
the
do.
Kids.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So Christmas Day is just kind of like...
It is just like it's like a wedding.
Yeah,
you know, it's you've done all that work, and then it's like over in 10 minutes.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I want to wish everybody. We are at the end of our show, and Jennifer, thank you for being a part of my show.
Thank
and,
you. I absolutely love it.
Thank you. And this is truly the brighter side of my life here. You know, I love listening and hearing from all of our guests and just talking about everybody's journey. Tom, thank you for being a part of our show, too.
My pleasure. Always fun.
Yeah. And I wish, and again, I want to send wishes out to Sherry for her family and to all of our families out there. Take a moment to just really... love yourself, love your family, love our life. And if we can all do something to, you know, give back and to really carry on whatever it is that we believe in with that.
So, yeah, I was just thinking to live in the moment. Also, that's sort of something I'm going to try and do for 2015 is to put my phone down and sort of live in the moment.
There you go. And you know what? Just honor the people that are in your life. So with that, we want to end our show again, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. And our moment of happiness today is it's not joy that makes us grateful. It's grateful that make us joyful. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. And again, I want to remind you, give us a call, 419-0008. You can get on our newsletters. Those go out every week. And with that, happy holidays. Enjoy. Talk to you soon.
How many of you people out there been hurt in some kind of love affair? And how many times do you swear that you'd never love again? How many lonely sleepless nights